It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 743.
And it's World Burger Day, guys. We take this very seriously here. No, I was just thinking that I had a Dalmatian growing up, and the dog knew, like, at dinner time, it would go mental. Like, even if you didn't say anything 5 minutes before you were going to feed him, he knew, and he'd wag his tail and he'd be slobbering. And I feel like that's all of us right now, because we've left this so like long between us knowing we're going to do this and us eating. And so I can't talk properly. That's how hungry I am. But we've got Jess, producer Jess, in the building, who has organized this epic feast for us.
Well, can I just say, Jess, I mean, we're normally very bad with admin, and so we dreamt of having a time where we could actually have a calendar with all the different days, like, you know, hot chocolate day, burger day.
Yeah, Steve's never got around to it.
Yeah. And so this is the first, I feel like this is one of the first days that we're celebrating.
Yeah, which I'm pumped about. So what have we got, Jess?
We've got Betty's Burgers today, guys.
Oh, man. So I said before that you need to divvy this up. Otherwise, there's going to be a severe blow up. And as my sister-in-law says, Amy's sister who lives with us, always says to Bodie, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
It's great.
It is great.
Did you say that just before to us?
Yeah. But I didn't say that it came from Amy's sister. So I almost claimed it.
Had cut through.
Yeah. You said, I like that. But it is good because a kid sort of rhymes and they're like, oh, that's cute. And so to prevent blow-ups, Jess, you've dished this up.
I have. And you've all got different packages. So I can see Josh is already getting into his.
Don't mind me.
So I don't know what burgers you've got. I've kind of just divvied them up, pulled the burgers out, popped them in bags. You guys are already getting into the chips.
Yeah. No, you've done well on my end, Jess. Did you know this was coming for me? Because I think
what have you got?
I mean, I've got a peanut butter shake, which we went to Betty's Burgers when Josh 3D Deal came to Australia. It was almost a year ago.
Do you know what? One thing that I find very surprising. Last time I was on a bit of a health kick, so I did the whole bunless lettuce.
Oh, you had the lettuce.
How do they get the lettuce so big?
I don't get it. It looks like it just fits. It's perfect.
Yeah. And so anyway.
It's annoying when you're doing homemade ones. And it's just.
Where do you get that from the shops?
Yeah.
Who's their supplier?
Anyway. We want them.
Yeah, anyway.
We want them. No, okay. So you guys have called me out on a show before when we were eating burgers, which I didn't know. Like, you don't know what you don't know is another great one to say to kids or adults. But I was eating my burgers upside down. So, for anyone playing at home, picture a burger is on a plate. You go to pick up the burger, your thumbs are at the top, so your hands go underneath it, so your fingers go underneath it, thumbs at top. You raise your burger up to your mouth. By the time it hits your mouth, it's upside down. So, you take a bite and then you put it back down. Easy. You had a real problem with that, didn't you, JJ?
Well, the way that you're meant to do it is, I don't even know how to explain it for an audio perspective.
It's just you pick it up.
You pick it up and put it down. Yeah.
Yeah. So, see, this is the thing I didn't realize. The way you see people eating a burger on an ad, the top of the bun is-
Remains at the top.
At the top. So, closest to your nose, closest to the top of your head, which means that, but the thing is, I've worked it out. So, I've done a lot of thinking about this.
Josh, can I start eating?
Yeah. I've done a lot of thinking about this because as soon as you pick it up the way Josh does or most normal people, because I'm not normal, it's harder to put it back down into a plate because you have to sort of like put-
I think the issue as well is that the top's too round and it's bigger than the bottom. So, when you take your jaw kind of like goes forward a little bit more, I think. It takes more off the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need to put it down. I think that's where the sort of where it comes down to, isn't it?
Look, to be honest, I'm picking this burger up, doing it the way you guys, enough peer pressure bullying. You've converted me to eat it the other way. All right, hang on.
So I've got a chicken and bacon one. What is this one, Jess? Do you know what it's called?
Chicken and bacon.
Chicken and bacon.
It tastes very good.
No, because we got a mystery order.
We did. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Well, this is the mystery order.
So you guys don't even know.
No, we just got given at least six bags of food, and Sev's almost demolished his.
Yeah.
Sev, I asked you to pull up some facts around burgers.
Hang on.
And can I just say, the first thing I notice is the bun. It's so light and buttery. I'm not joking.
It's like, well, I don't know whether to, it is very good.
They say the secret to a good burger is the bun. So
that's a good,
it's a good
call.
It's a good bun.
Who said that?
They.
Do you think?
Sevs. Mm. Yeah, I want to hear these facts.
Well, I mean, so this is Americans, but they eat enough burgers to circle the globe 32 times every year. It's 50 wow. billion burgers a year.
In America?
Yeah.
It's a lot of burgers.
How crazy is that?
That's a lot of...
That's a lot of burgers.
That's a lot of bloody burgers.
The other one is they were created in 1880.
Mm. Burgers were?
Burgers.
Holy okay. shit.
Yeah.
Good facts.
Do you think credibility goes out the window when someone says they say?
Oh, like it's... The research tells us.
The research tells us. They say... In my mind, when someone says they say, mm-hmm. it's a call center full of people that are willing to back up a bullshit statement. Yeah, just you call them. Real. Nah, I'll call my mate. It's just like 1-300. They say, yeah, g'day. I'm in a pickle. Can you help me?
That's a great phone.
I've just told them something that's not true, but I needed to pretend like it was real. That'd be a funny skip, don't you think? Call center full of people. That just back up any bullshit point you need. If you need,
have you mentioned this before? I feel like you've mentioned it as an idea before.
Early days, I try to recycle things.
No, but
they say that you shouldn't talk about that you've mentioned it before.
Actually, you have. You've done this. I was like, man, I've heard someone say this. I mean, on the chippy front.
I hope people. Sorry, I hope people refer to us as they when they're in conversation. They say who? Oh, Tommy and Josh.
On the chip front, I had a conundrum. I may have had a burger last night as well. So I've really, hard.
You blew it.
Blew my load. That's what you really say.
Bit early.
But I was starting to think about when I was a kid and how much I started to engineer how I was going to eat everything, deconstruct the whole thing.
What do you mean? Game plan for just attacking
or
a palmer?
I just some people put the chips or whatever in, others will eat all the chips and then keep the burger to the end.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, when I would go to a a fast food place, I would get two burgers and just skip the chips completely.
Really?
Really?
I feel like you would have something, Sev's, weird in regards to how you've got sauce all over your face, which is fine.
I can...
Are you a guy who'll finish his chips?
Yeah, I love chippies.
wife loves chippies
too. I love chippies.
But it's World Burger Day.
It's not about chippies. Chippies are the secondary element to this day.
But I don't think you can have a burger without chips.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
No, I agree too. I'm not the guy beating down the chips over here. I'm just saying. Josh said it's not World Burger. It's not World Chip Day.
But that's why I think it is important when going to a burger joint.
Yeah,
the chips play such a massive part in whether you're going to do it.
Mm.
And to be honest, the peanut butter stuff.
Mate, so it's I feel like it's not World Milkshake Deal Day.
But I feel like in Australia we've been very slow on the uptake of peanut butter.
Mm.
I remember going to Betty's. We went there with 3D Dill.
Yeah.
And I feel like they had the Reese's peanut butter cups and all that sort of shit.
Mm.
Whereas we haven't had the uptake in Australia. I feel like most places don't have peanut butter.
Are you someone who would leave greens on a plate to the last when you have sort of a side of chips, say if you're eating a steak at a restaurant? Will you eat all your greens first to get them done so you can finish on a high, or just you have no control, you go all the chippies and then you're like, got these greens I have to get through?
Well, if we were to bring up another genre of food, chicken parmigiana, chicken parma.
They get their day.
You guys just need to be patient.
just talking about chicken parmas for a second. I will eat the salad, the chips, and the chicken parma all in the one.
I'm the same
thing.
Really?
Yep.
It's that's what I think is. I can get a lot of salad in if I want to be healthy.
Mm.
I'll have a chicken parma because you can consume a lot of salad within a parma and not realize it.
Yeah.
But that's why I think I remember doing a blog post about burgers when I was younger about burgers getting a bad rap. Like I lost a lot of weight just eating burgers. I had one burger every day for lunch.
Wow.
And I dropped like heaps of weight.
This is bro science if I've ever heard.
No, I mean
it's all the salad.
Sorry, I thought something would be fun. Can you get a... Because you've been posting some of your old blogs,
mm-hmm.
which I like. One of them, fuck, you hit the nail on the head. The one about Spotify?
Spotify, yeah.
When did you post that? Like, I like I see the photo and I like mm-hmm. to guess what era of Josh Jansen based on how big you were. Yeah. Like, when was that? Mm-hmm.
2013.
Which...
Or 2013. No, 2013. It was when I was doing all the radio stuff.
So, you're at the radio station mm-hmm. and it was almost like a Gary V moment that came over you and mm-hmm. you're sort of putting out this into the world like a...
Do I need a switch today? Do you reckon I can get away with
not switching
the camera?
We're probably okay. I think you're all right.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
For people watching the video, I'm sort of enjoying just the four shot where I can... but, yeah, no, the...
yeah, what was the article?
Well, so Spotify was just music and I thought eventually they would include spoken word.
And so they never did?
They didn't have anything like that.
So at the time of the article?
There was no podcast on Spotify or anything like that.
Dude, you wrote it like it is today. Like it sounded like you were talking about today.
Yeah. And so what I was saying is like you'll be able to listen to your favorite show, like radio shows or whatever, the favorite news. I think that they still need to do a bit of work, but that's what that daily drive function is on Spotify.
Yeah.
But the daily drive thing, I haven't used at all because like we've all been in ISO. Like it's something.
I tell you what gets people using the daily drive. It's Apple CarPlay because you plug your phone in and you can, it pulls up the app and it's got at the top daily drive. And so you can click on that and it has some bloke talking. And I don't know what's going on. I just turn it off and I'm like, it wasn't Post Malone. So next. The,
bit of news or something.
I don't know. I haven't listened long enough, to be honest. But you, so the essence of the article was that you were foreseeing what was hopefully going to happen, which makes a lot of sense. Someone could, if you're to be devil's advocate at it not being, you know, ooh, he knows the future. It's like it was what should be happening.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's surprising how slow things take.
What were the people, because I love the 2012, 2013 JJ at a radio station telling big bosses what the future is. Did when you wrote that, did anyone say to you, Josh, mate, you're a bit crazy?
It's so weird because I feel like within the radio context, like people sort of know, like they all, like everyone knows, they all say, hey, I think, they see the writing on the wall.
For you?
No, but like just in that all these things will change, but it's like when it will happen, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm interested in getting to know Jess more because it's the first time you're on the show.
Oh, yeah, that is. Mm. That is true.
Not to use any of my questions, but we could use some of my questions I created for Sebs.
Do you know about that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Just across.
Okay, can we get? Can you bring them up so we can get that going?
Nice and close to the mic.
But Jess,
I'm a little bit nervous.
No, you're fine.
I haven't even my first time on the podcast, and
microphone technique is horrendous. Just need to come a little bit closer.
Sorry,
really close. Yeah, yeah. I know it is
usually
during
behind
the time.
The scenes.
And so yeah, behind the scenes. So how did you come to be here? Like, how did you find us? What's the deal? Give people an overview.
I came through Hayden Dibb.
Yeah. I tell you what, Hayden's two for two and I'm looking for three for three out of Hayden.
Wait, who's his first?
Mick Patton.
Ah, yes.
Absolute Michael. Superstar. Yeah. Did all the graphics for our 24-hour live stream.
That's great.
Jess Lucas, two for two.
He's great.
Man,
and so
who else we can get.
And so we're looking for a producer. You helped us on something and now you're helping us a bunch behind the scenes. Are you a podcast listener?
I am. However, this is probably the first podcast that is live and kind of just, you know, chewing the fat about different things. I'm probably more of a, like a Serial or a, have you heard of Law?
No.
The like Law in general?
No, we break it.
It's L-O-R-E. That was the first podcast I listened to.
What's it about?
L-O-R-E.
So it's about like mythology and Yeah, that kind of thing. So it just brings to life all those stories that, you know how there's sayings like the graveyard shift, for example, like where that stemmed from.
That's Tommy's segment. You should listen to that.
In fact, I'm just going to pull it into Trello now. meanings of things.
So, yeah, that was super interesting. Mm-hmm. And it gives you all the backstories behind those, and they're quite creepy. And then just kind of your, I wouldn't even know what you call it, like horrors, or those people that are psychotic and then they do like the strangest things, and then we follow their journey.
True crime.
Like true crime stuff?
Like true crime, yeah, I guess, yeah. Mm.
When do you listen?
Probably just on walks or on my way to work if I'm stuck in traffic and I'm not going to the gym in the morning.
Yeah. Do you think that your listening has changed since all the COVID stuff?
Do you know, I think I've stopped listening to podcasts a lot more just because I'm, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I think
it's not ideal.
But do you know what? Yeah. We saw the data the other day. Everyone else has gone up. I've
people
gone
listen.
Down.
Yeah.
It's because I'm not spending enough time in the car.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Hey, do you want a saying and where it's come from? This is quite appropriate, this one. To break the ice, you know, to commence a project or initiate a friendship. This is Sevs. He's broken the ice a few times. History, before the days of trains or cars, port cities that thrived on trade suffered during the winter because frozen rivers prevented commercial ships from entering the city. Small ships known as icebreakers would rescue the icebound ships by breaking the ice and creating a path for them to follow. Before any type of business arrangement today, it's now customary break the ice before beginning a project.
I thought it had something to do with penguins.
Breaking the ice? Really?
Well, because, you know, they say, like, how much does a penguin weigh?
No, I've never heard that.
No. Enough to break the ice. Hi, I'm Josh. Nice to meet you. Have you not heard that?
That's great.
Yeah.
Is that fat boy gear?
I think it's great. I enjoy it.
I love it. Who told you that?
I don't know, but it's. I just feel like it's a good one, like a Tinder sort of could use it on one of those services.
On a side note for the Tinder openings, have you guys seen that one where someone's like just sent an emoji of a dog?
No.
And it's like. Like, Billy, get back here.
Oh,
I don't get it.
So there's just a dog emoji and then they say, Billy, get back here, like their dogs run loose in the message
in
feed.
In Tinder.
Yeah. And so they just send a dog emoji because it's hard.
Do you have to like dogs to do that, do you think?
No, I think it's funny. Like, you've got to have a sense of humour for that.
Yeah. Well, you're safer to find someone that probably likes dogs than cats. If you cat could go down bad. Are you a dog or a cat person?
Yeah.
It's a strong banter, guys.
Yeah. Dog person?
Well,
yeah. Cat. Hey, I'm just trying to find pussy on here. And this is also my cat.
That wouldn't go down well.
No. Our cats could be friends, maybe.
That's good gear. Yeah. This is good.
You're welcome back anytime.
This is good. All right, questions.
Questions. Do you prefer a big group catch up or a one on one?
Probably one on one.
Why is that?
I don't know. Whoa.
Stick to the script, says. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
No, that's all right. No, you can go on. No, I'm actually enjoying this game.
Yeah, one-on-one, just because I prefer to talk to people and, like, get to know them. Like, group scenarios, you know how there's always, like, the egos involved and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Talking over each other.
She's looking at me.
She's looking at me when she says that.
JJ was as well.
Two more questions.
If you could be a pro athlete, which sport would you pick?
I've just been watching the Michael Jordan documentary, so obviously basketball.
I'm going to call George out on clapping. Like, whoa, you didn't make the doco.
I suppose she didn't say if she liked it or not. Did you like it? It's good, yeah.
George this morning said something like, there's just something so elegant about it, isn't there? Is that the word you use, elegant, or what was the term?
About basketball?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a cool sport and everyone who plays it is cool.
Was this while you were... At the cafe?
Yeah, we were playing basketball.
Yeah. Great film.
It's just a lot to commit to, I feel.
Just commit to one and you'll be in. That's what I did. And I didn't watch the next one for a couple of weeks, but I think you'll be in once you watch it. Just the pace of it, as to reiterate, George.
Slow.
It just builds to this energy. Right. Yeah. But the thing is that you grew up playing basketball or watching. Yeah, like, yeah. it is perfect for our generation because it's like, oh my God, there's Pippin, there's all these big, all the big tall white dudes that I forgot their names of, but they were huge on basketball cards and shit, like from the Clippers and the what's the angry team?
Oh, the Pistons.
Pistons.
Like what was angry about them?
Oh, the Pistons' approach was to be really aggressive. Back in the day, you could punch up and you wouldn't get it suspended. And so they were hip and shoulder. Like Dennis Rodman played for the Pistons for a bunch of time.
Mm-hmm. Kim Jong-un's mate. Animals.
They were useless. And so they deployed the angry tact and they got to the top and then they won one of the finals.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
I think so.
I think they got to the top anyway. I think they won. But that was, after really coming back.
The it's good. Space Jam. Oh, do you know they're recreating Space Jam?
Really?
Oh, with Michael Jordan? I did see that.
I don't know. Who, Sebs? Who's, what's?
No, I just saw the release dates like 2021 or 2022.
You know, Space Jam's one of those films where it marked a time in history for me that's like burnt into my mind. My brother and I, my grandma had just died. My brother and I got dropped off at the cinema to watch it. But I just remember it so clearly, him and I in the cinema, like, it just being around that time. It was such a good film.
What was the first movie you saw as a kid at the cinemas?
Oh, I can't remember. Dalmatian, 101 Dalmatians. That was quite big. I don't know.
I saw Lion King. Dandenong Plaza.
Yeah, I can't remember that far back. That's the thing. I just remember because my grandma died. Oh. That's the only reason I remember going to the cinema as a kid.
No, I get it.
LeBron is starring in Space Jam 2.
LeBron is.
Oh, interesting.
How annoying is it that athletes like Michael Jordan or LeBron can actually... I mean, some say they're shit actors, but they did all right. Michael Jordan did all right.
I haven't seen anything on Michael. Like, I haven't watched any interviews or... Neither. Like, I feel like he's not a guy that's really out there.
I mean, he doesn't have to do shit. Yeah. It's Michael Jordan.
That's what's so great about this docuseries. Like, they've been filming him for 20 years and now you get to see all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
There is something in holding off as a superstar. Think about it. Taylor Swift only just released her doco.
Mm-hmm.
She's a superstar, but it's been a while. She got through a bunch. Justin Bieber did one real early. They capitalized on his fame, and then they did another one on YouTube, which wasn't as good as the first one.
Katy Perry, she's done two.
She did two. Jordan waits 20 years of... Doesn't let anyone, I mean, there might be, I don't know. Can you look it up? Jordan documentary. But I remember them hearing them say that they had a bunch of the Jordan doco in the can for a long time. Mm. And they didn't release it. And they were working on it.
The post-production would have taken ages. Like, you should see how complex it is. It's like going back
More
and
complex
forth.
Than Hump Day Replay?
Yeah, a little bit. They probably would have left it a bit earlier than the night before. But it's amazing going back and forth all the different years and following. It's like following a different player or coach each episode kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Is there nostalgia involved for you, Georgie boy, though, as well?
Well, I was probably a bit too young watching it, but...
You still enjoyed it without the nostalgia?
Yeah. You still got to respect it's amazing. Like the shots, basketball and video shots.
George and I were saying that it's all the dunks in slow motion are like phenomenal. So they use a lot of that footage. If they play it normally, it's over in the blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
What cameras are they using to show normal footage and then super slow mo, but in the same shot?
Are you using high speed?
But how does it look normal?
What do you mean?
Like, you know how it looks. Say if you shoot frame rate on a camera. 25
it's like tennis and all that sort of thing.
It's phenomenal.
Is it real-time conversion to 25 frames? Is that what it's doing?
Real-time converting?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure the specifics on how it works. We should get one of the, at some point, one of the really, is it the Phantom? The Phantom does, I think, 10,000 frames a second.
Yeah. The slow-mo guys on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Aussie dudes that drop shit off high things.
Oh, yeah.
Is that them?
No.
Have you seen the Aussie guys that drop, like, they've got this set up where they have this tower.
Yeah,
they dropped a car off it, dropping like bowling balls off it.
Yeah.
Onto the trampoline, yeah. That's it.
Seems sort
ridiculous.
Of dangerous. Jess, what was the first movie you saw as a kid?
I was just thinking, I think it was, the first one that I can remember was Spy Kids with the glasses.
Spy Kids.
Oh, Spy Kids.
Yeah, it was like one of the first 3D.
Oh, 3D.
Yeah,
those fuck 3D. No, because like as a kid, like whatever I had with my eyes, I couldn't see 3D.
Yeah.
It wouldn't like come out at the screen. And so it was like, oh my God. I'm like, oh, the colors are really shit.
Was it still blurry for you though? Or?
Yeah, it just.
Did you know how it kind
of
goes?
Yeah. It wasn't doing any of the effects.
IMAX? Still the same.
Yeah, IMAX still the same. Is great. No. I mean, IMAX is good for a big screen, but the actual 3D, like if 3D was as good as what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Like who's been at home and turned on the 3D function on their TV and watched 3D?
They're their biggest gimmick. Yeah. I've got another question that could be added to the list.
Okay.
Where did you go on family holidays as a kid?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
So, Jess and I were speaking, Betty's Burgers is from Noosa. And as a rich, you know, little shit from Wesley, every third term, every kid from Wesley would be up in Noosa.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
Noosa. No, but Noosa was one of them. And, you know, a lot of kids from, you know, private schools in Melbourne.
Did you ever go to Noosa?
We went probably 3 years in a row. And then I went with my family back in the day as well. But that was sick. Where did you go, JJ?
Daydream Island a couple of times in Queensland.
Fancy?
Remember Daydream Island?
Isn't that like white sand, like beautiful?
Yeah, it was nice. Daydream Island.
Fancy. Fancy. Then Noosa.
It had a kids club. They have a no kids policy now. But they...
wasn't that you?
Yeah, I probably set them off. I fucking hated kids club. Like, I was so annoying as a kid because I just wouldn't buy into any of it. But I did like the... I just didn't have time for the other kids.
The poor people looking after you.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Josh stole the clipboard off Duke who ran the joke.
That would be karaoke. Like, I've definitely got a photo of me, like, doing karaoke. I think I did the national anthem, which is a weird karaoke song. But I knew all the words. Yeah.
Did you get all the way to, like, that second?
No, I didn't. But
that's more of a cop-out than Wonderwall. I do that because I know the words.
I did Daydream Believer as well. I remember that. Mm. That was a good one. But, I remember that year. That would have been 1995 or 6 because I was, like, turning 5 or 6 and I got a Walkman. I just remember, like the over-ear headphones that don't really sit. Who has a pair? I feel like I saw. Harry Lodge does have them. But you know, that's where I went, and then a bunch of like Queensland stuff. And then in 2002, when I was 12, we went to Vanuatu, and I just remember everything being really expensive, like a Magnum. Was like
$8.
Yeah, $8 for a Magnum. But I also remember getting hot chips. No, it's World Burger Day, but hot chips. hot chips in the pool with tomato sauce. And just like I would sit there for like on the bar, like they would have a bar or whatever. Yes, information. Siri has brought up tomato sauce Wikipedia, which is great.
What is it? Okay, just give it a...
Tomato sauce, let's see. Tomato sauce can refer to many different sauces made primarily from tomatoes, usually to be served as part of a dish rather than a condiment. Tomato sauces are common for meat and vegetables, but they are perhaps best known as bases for Mexican salsas or sauces for pasta dishes. Tomato, anyway, goes on.
Sorry, I asked. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I remember as a kid just like pissing in the pool, just being there for hours, just with like hot chips. Yeah.
Just pissing and eating.
Yeah.
You're
so
outrageous.
Where did you go?
We used to go to the Gold Coast a bit once a year, and then we also used to go to Ocean Grove.
Do you like rides? Do you like theme parks?
Yep. Love rides.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why you went to the Gold Coast?
No, because my sisters don't, so I didn't really have anyone to go on. I had to make dad most of the time. So that was unfortunate. Sorry, I know we haven't asked this question, but I used to <That's fine. laughs> work overseas on the London Eye. And so part of that, it's part of the Merlin Group Entertainment, and they have different theme parks and stuff. And I would go to all of them.
Really? Oh, by yourself? Really? By yourself?
No.
Sorry. Did they give you a pass or something so you could get into all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Sick.
And you know, I used to work with people who they're called ride freaks. Like they count the amount of times they go on like roller coasters and things like that.
And build a spreadsheet.
Yeah. They've got all of these details. They know all of the mechanics. It's just.
Ride freaks.
No, I can.
Is this like some subculture of people?
Yeah.
I've never heard of them before either. It was
ride freaks. Can you search that up, Sebs? I can imagine, like, What I don't understand about theme parks is, maybe it's the people that buy the seasons passes in the States, but when you go, say, to Six Flags, there's a couple in California.
Oh, yeah. Is there one just outside of New York or something?
Yeah, there's a bunch around. You pay $60 more and you get fast track to the front, don't have to wait in line, and you get ride twice on a heap of them. Like, I would hold off. Like, there's an hour line and you can jump straight on.
Wait, like, hold off as
hold,
in?
Hold off on going, save the extra 60.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
sure.
Like,
yeah,
just definitely. So that you can have a peaceful experience.
Yeah, and definitely. So, when you get those, now surely if you get, like, the bigger passes, though, you're getting the jump the queue?
Well, there were so many people in the jump the queue in the other one, but we just got these lanyards that look like Tamagotchis on a
necklace.
Do you
ever feel a bit bad, though?
Well, nah.
You lean into it. I mean, you're walking in. I mean, you're the guy that, like, loved, like, going to clubs and getting preferential treatment.
I mean, don't you like it?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just feel like the walk.
It's in the same category as people doing things for you. It's great.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
No, it's more when you nerve, if you're not meant to be doing that stuff.
Mm.
It's, yeah, I don't know.
But
I
mean, even like as a, I feel like twice I've gone to restaurants where a brand has paid for me to go. Mm. And then there's the thing of you just like leave. Like, it's a very
That's
weird.
What Tom Cruise would do. He wouldn't pay. No. He just has other people doing shit.
No, but the thing is that they like Tom Cruise is paying. Like, Tom Cruise doesn't need a free meal, right?
No. It's that they pay. That it's all organized. It would be the same feeling as you walk out. So you have that, you remove the part of the equation where you're needing to do the transaction, but it's done.
But it does feel weird.
It's like Jerry Seinfeld pays up front before he goes. He goes with his friends or something. Wasn't he saying that?
Yeah. Just puts his credit card on so it's all done, looks after.
Done, doesn't think about it. I mean, he has $1 billion.
Yeah. Is that how much he's got?
Is he a billionaire?
Net worth.
I think he's the richest comedian of all time.
That's a good fact.
I think. Kevin Hart would be close.
Yeah. Kevin Hart.
No, but I'm pretty sure Jerry is from his show.
Yeah, 950 mil.
Just short.
Just short.
Georgie boy, I mean, you grew up in Canberra.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like a holiday every day.
Exactly.
where did you go?
Well, yeah, every year we went up to Byron. Okay. Before we moved there. And then we moved there in 2011. But yeah, love Byron.
Betty's Burgers in Byron.
They've been there, I think, for like 2 years now or something. Great. There's had it last time I was there.
didn't ask, to be honest.
This is what, mate, if we've learned anything, all you need is a burger and George will just spout positivity.
Yeah.
Like another bit on the bun, so unnecessary. Anything else that you like? What about the packaging?
Packaging's great. I love the packaging of this. But the burger... I realised it wasn't actually chicken. It was a mushroom.
Why are you holding this up?
You had a mushroom burger?
Yeah. Did you? It was like crumbed mushroom. It was delicious.
Wow.
So good.
Did you get two burgers?
I did get two burgers, yeah. I've got a beef one here.
Did you get a beef one?
I got a beef one waiting.
Well, I stole a beef one for myself as well.
Kind of full, but yeah. I could beef and bacon.
Oh, great.
All right. Have you got chicken, Jess?
No, I've got beef.
I was going to say, because I thought you'd chicken out eating on the show. Get it?
Yeah. Have you been been eating it, have you?
No, she's being polite. We need to wrap it up so Jess can eat her Betty's burger.
I ate my whole burger on camera and I just kept looking down and I was just like, shit on my face.
JJ's
fingers.
Yeah, I'm going to have to use the wipes.
I've actually been watching you the whole time and you've been like real hesitant with your hand in the air. Yeah, just trying to, man, do I switch or what do I?
There was a bit with the chip where I, yeah, anyway.
Can I just say something before we wrap up?
Yeah.
We also have frozen custard.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, there's dessert. Do you want me to get it?
Yeah, I'm going to try it. I've never tried that.
So, frozen custard is... It's very thick.
As it seems.
No, it's very thick. So when I was in Sydney, I had Betty's Burgers and I thought the custard was like a drink. And so I ordered it and then had my full meal and the custard thing. Like,
as you were going, were you having a burger, a few bites?
Yeah. Well, because like, have you ever gone to a restaurant where you've ordered dessert and the main at the same time? That's what it felt like.
I've done shit where we've ordered something and it's come out as double, like you get doubles of something.
Really?
And so you got way too much. But I mean, it doesn't sound like it was a problem for you. You assume the challenge.
Oh, okay. Oh, here we go.
Right. So it's like, yeah. So thank you. I appreciate that you've hooked up Josh and I.
Oh, here we go. Oh, this is.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So, it is.
Heavy. What does it feel like?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm going to take one bite because then I'm going to allow. I don't want to cut COVID.
Smash the rest of it. No. Go for it. It's all yours.
Okay. All right. Here we. So the texture is thicker than a Yogo. Remember Yogos?
Yeah. Yeah. Are they still around?
Yeah. So I loved Yogos like as a kid, and so this it almost feels like a chocolate mousse. What did yours taste like?
It tastes like custard, but in soft serve style, like an ice cream. It's fucking legit. It's real legit.
And that's like, no, that is really good.
Yeah.
That is like, it reminds me of, that's like chocolate mousse. But how often do you get that amount of chocolate mousse? Chocolate mousse
that's
is never
for a
given.
Family.
Not just we're meant me. To be sharing that. Yeah, yeah.
I'm putting it down. I've had one. Did you double dip? I feel like you double dipped.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, that's great.
For the camera, no.
Thank you, Jess, for organising that too. Because like, I feel like admin wise, these days go by. What's the next day? What could we do? What's another?
Let's look up World Fries Day.
Yeah, Fries Day.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good. As well, chips are the best.
Yeah. Nah, we'll get it. All right. Love you guys.
Now I want to find out.
Right, we're waiting.
Senior health and fitness.
Today's sunscreen day, by the way.
What else is there?
I'm finding Fries Day now.
Okay. There's Palmer Day. There's
July 13, National Fries
July
Day.
Oh, not
That's
far
not
away.
Far. That's not far away.
Right, lock it in.
Great, locked in.
All right, it's a daily talk show.
10 seconds of admin. Have you given us a review on Apple Podcasts? We'd really appreciate it. Just go and click that subscribe button as well, I guess.
What are we going to do for Fat Fridays?
We'll find something.
We'll work it out. All right. Have a good one, guys.
See you guys.